Now, the first thoughts, of course, with a family history like that and a cancer like that, well, not necessarily like that, but the first thoughts that one would have is, could this be a BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation? We hadn't actually had anybody to test in the past, and inevitably you do test BRCA1 and BRCA2. But in that particular instance, I was quite convinced it was going to be negative because it's so uncommon to see HER2 amplification in BRCA1 and BRCA2 associated tumours. As you probably all know, BRCA1 and 2 tumours are often high-grade. They often show this prominent lymphocytic infiltrate in the tumour and a pushing tumour margin, which occasionally leads to them being termed medullary or atypical medullary. It's quite a small proportion that get labelled that, but more than you'd see in the general population. Now, the other thing that's obvious is that the BRCA1 tumours are very often triple negative. Some theories suggest 90% of BRCA1-associated tumours are triple negative. That might actually vary according to age of diagnosis. So with later onset postmenopausal BRCA1-associated tumours, they're not quite so frequently ER negative. BRCA2 are much more like most breast cancers, so they're quite difficult to distinguish. But they're commonly ER positive, possibly more commonly ER positive than average in the general breast cancer population, and they're most typically HER2 negative.